that was a UFO beaming back at you. No, they've been coming here ever since 1946, and they have been living and working among us in vast quantities ever since. The government knows all about them. These leaders have decided to repress this information because of the tremendous shock that it would cause to our antiquated system.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
You're listening to Nick of Time, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal. Brought to you by Lineup Media Group.
Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. The air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do and there's no end to it.
The whole truth about JFK, 9/11, Area 51, the Illuminati, the moon landings, Jesus and Magdalene, the CIA, KGB, and AIDS, the reptilian elite, Watergate, the New World Order, Bilderberg, the MKUltra Project, the history of the world and the oppression of the human consciousness, and the truth about God, the devil, heaven, hell, and the delicate fabric of the universe.
You've got to say, I am as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
How's everybody doing this week? Welcome to Nick of Time, a Lineup Media Group production brought to you this week and every week by Audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/Nick of Time to get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial. And if you're looking to do some Amazon shopping, please visit our site, nickoftimepodcast.com, and click the Amazon banner. Any purchases you make during that session will directly support our show. How's everybody doing today?
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much. We got Big E with us and our guest host this week, Alex Slow. How you doing, Alex?
Wonderful. How are things going in here?
Not too bad. Our topic this week is going to be false flags. What do you guys think about it?
False flags. That sounds good to me.
False flags, definitely.
Sounds like one of the most dangerous things I've heard of.
Oh, yeah. False flags are definitely dangerous, man.
Well, it sounds like a betrayal or a trickster.
Oh, yeah. So I guess I'll give you first just like a kind of a generic overview of the conspiracy. The term false flag, it describes covert operations that are designed to deceive in such a way that the operations appear as though they're being carried out by entities, groups, and other nations who are actually... Oh, wait.
Well, you know what that brings to mind? Boston Tea Party.
Boston Tea Party. It could be the first false flag in history.
And it was really just a feather, not a flag.
But cool. It makes it look like they're being carried out by entities, groups, and nations other than those who actually executed him. So what that means basically is if you wanted a ban on assault weapons, you have a big mass murder using an assault weapon to further your agenda. Basically these...
So they're hiring like a group of militia or fucking maniacs...
Well, yeah, I mean, they're hiring whoever it is, whether it be government or just, you know, independent contractors.
Sure. I wonder if even media outlets would get into that kind of business just because, it's a slow news week.
Hell yeah. Well, sell a newspaper or get some ratings every
10 million newspapers, that adds up.
Hell, the mainstream media, they're all about the official narrative. So, yeah, I'm sure the false flags, they're all over that.
I've seen a lot of newscasts where all the reporters across the country all read the exact same script.
Yeah,
it's verbatim.
It's crazy. Yeah, they're saying the exact same thing. You know, you can get like 50 different reporters saying the exact same thing. It's very, very nuts. But yeah, so like with these false flags, they employ like crisis actors, and that's pretty crazy too. That's crisis actors like somebody that pretty much plays the part of a sick one or a victim of one of these big tragedies.
Like a plant in the crowd.
Yeah, like a plant in the crowd. There you go. So like somebody that's, you know, supposedly lost a loved one or something. And, you know, they don't act right on the videos, obviously.
Sure.
Yep, they're, we'll cut that.
Maybe we will, maybe we won't.
Yeah, maybe we will, maybe we won't. You're right, huh?
There's a lot of buildup on those crisis actors, too, because they'll come in and they only have very broad, generic statements about... whatever may have happened. I heard a boom, and then I ran.
See, I should probably watch the news when some of this stuff happens, but I never bother. I never turn it on like whenever one of your so-called false flags, like your Sandy Hook, I'm sure you're going to say is a false flag event.
Oh, yeah.
I never watch, so I never look for the crazies in the crowd that come on the news.
Well, the thing with false flags is you never really know that they're a false flag within the first day. You know, I mean, generally, it's...
Somebody knows.
Yes, somebody does. You can usually spot them by the crisis actors. But, there's been countries all over the world that have been accused of doing false flags throughout history to further their political or war agenda or financial gains. There's all kinds of different... don't know, I guess you would say, you know, reasons to produce a false flag event.
No, it's false flag just because they're pretending to be someone else. That's the whole premise of the false flag.
I think
flag
it's making
idea.
People rally behind the flag for a false, you know,
yeah,
agenda.
It's basically,
or false reason.
It's basically to push your agenda. It's for public support, more or less. You
oh,
know,
like
you,
nationalism, trying to get everybody
exactly.
to rally.
Exactly. So, like, one of the big false flags in history was Operation Northwoods. It was a proposed false flag against the Cuban government. It was proposed by the CIA and the U.S. government to commit acts of terror on U.S. citizens on U.S. soil and blame it on Cuba. It was only rejected by JFK himself, and it was admitted and declassified.
That's
so
some
that's
shit,
an
like
actual,
right out of the show 24.
That's an actual false flag that happened. It's been admitted and declassified documents, Operation Northwoods. The only way that didn't happen was JFK put a stop to it himself. So, I mean, it's not that these aren't...
so there is a precedent.
Yeah, so it's not that they're not being documented. These things happen, and they've been happening.
It sounds crazy to me that that happens in America. I understand, like, maybe Putin or the Chinese communist leader doing some crazy stuff
sure.
like that.
Yeah, hell, America's the bad guy, though, anymore.
Freaky deaky Dutch. I always come back to that.
Another big one was the Gulf of Tonkin incident. You guys are familiar with the Gulf of Tonkin?
I know of the geologic Gulf of Tonkin, but what's the event?
The destroyer Maddox was supposedly attacked twice by three North Vietnamese torpedo boats, but it actually never happened.
Oh,
and that
okay.
was to get us into the Vietnamese War.
Okay.
That was actually the Gulf of Tonkin incident was to get us into the Vietnamese War. That's why we got into the Vietnam War.
So we needed a reason to get into it, so they...
Yeah, yeah. Well, because without American support, we didn't even need to be over there. Hell,
who was
you know
president
that
at
half
the time?
Half the
was
people
LBJ?
Didn't even
was
yeah, LBJ, but half the people didn't even want us over there anyways, all the, you know, protests and everything that happened with the Vietnam War. So they had to spin some sort of attack.
They attacked us first, so,
yeah, so
we're just defending.
Yeah, so they could
Pearl
get
Harbor all over again.
The American support behind them.
Wait a minute, it was Pearl Harbor? Like
that'd be a tough
don't
one
give
to prove.
Some shit there. Don't give me no false flags on Pearl
was
Harbor.
It, was it just a fancy paint job on a bunch of planes? We don't know.
We don't know.
Find out next week.
So some other false flags that they're saying right now in the media are the San Bernardino shooting that recently just happened. The Sandy Hook, like you mentioned earlier, Big E, that was a big false flag. The Boston Marathon. The Boston Marathon bombing. Yeah, that was supposedly a false flag. The entire Iraq invasion was a false flag. The war on drugs, the war on terror.
A lot of times you'll hear them, these people were nut jobs, but they got caught before they did it, and almost every time they were being trained or asked to do these things by government agents trying to entrap them, where they would give them fake bombs or whatever, and then they run out and plant a fake bomb. Well, what if they were just encouraged from them in the beginning, and then they ignored the FBI guy, went and did it on their own?
Well, that was something else.
That's still
else.
Getting their goal across, but
yeah,
without having to...
There was something I was thinking about, too, because as I was reading all these articles doing this research, it kept coming back to the MK Ultra program, which was a government a government mind control program.
Sure, sure. For me.
And what better way to get the normal American citizen to go on a shooting spree than to, you know, just control their mind.
Brainwash them.
Brainwash them, yeah. So
show them what they want on their personal tablet and then give them some crazy psychotropic drugs for depression. And then before you know it, they're out shooting somebody.
Yeah, right. I mean, that sounds like a
good
plan.
Just go to the doctor, tell them you feel sad, and then... Before you know it, you're killing people.
That's how it happens, folks. You heard it here first.
Okay, so would you guys like to talk about some of the inconsistencies in some of these false flag attacks?
I'd love to.
All right, well,
tell me what makes these false flags. Show me some examples, man. Come on.
All right, well,
convince me.
How about
you know
the Iraqi invasion? So this one's a little bit 9/11 related. False flag.
The second Iraqi invasion?
Yeah, exactly, right after the 9/11. So the false flag with this was there were no weapons of mass destruction. There were no ties to 9/11 or al-Qaeda or Osama bin Laden in Iraq. So the deal, the entire Iraqi invasion was based on a lie because, you know, they didn't have any ties to al-Qaeda. They didn't have any ties to 9/11 or Osama bin Laden, and there were no weapons of mass destruction. But you had to tell all the American people all the above just to get their support for us to go in and invade Iraq.
I think one of the worst parts about that is that all the people they were blaming were actually trained and were CIA agents at one point. You've seen the picture of Osama bin Laden shaking hands with First President Bush.
OBL was definitely a CIA.
They funded them in Saudi Arabia, and that's where they got all their training before they committed this, but they weren't United States.
You call him OBL?
OBL, yeah. Osama bin Laden?
Carry on.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I lost my train. They weren't actually trained by government forces. They were just funded and put in Saudi Arabia where they were trained there.
Right, right.
So they have plausible deniability, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, definitely. Some of the things that I was looking at with the Iraq invasion were a couple of facts that kept coming to mind that were just totally shooting down the official narrative. It was, okay, so Saddam was actually keeping the Middle East stable. He was keeping terrorism small and divided. And when he decided that he didn't want to sell his oil into the American dollar anymore, that was a big problem for us. So that's, in my opinion, the start of the Iraqi invasion was because Saddam did not want to sell his oil to the
American. See, this is like
the
most common argument
anymore.
You ever hear. Oh, we're over there only for the oil. You sound like just like everybody else now.
Well, yeah, but it could be common, but that doesn't make it not true.
Well, that's fair, I guess.
It doesn't make it not true. I mean, that the oil, that's money. That's what makes this world go round.
When you talk about money, they had tons and tons of gold bullion just sitting in Iraq's and, you know, Hussein's palaces, but It all disappeared with the invasion, too.
Well, yeah, and that same thing with the World Trade Centers. They had tons of gold in the basements of the World Trade Centers. Gone.
They had parking in the basement.
Gone, no. Yeah. There was vaults down there.
Mostly vans, I think.
Also, Libya, Muammar Gaddafi, he had, something like 4 or 5 tons of gold. And whenever they ousted him, that gold's gone.
Yeah, it's always gone. See, you can't make that much gold disappear. Even if you give everybody who was there a brick of it, that's a shit ton of people getting a brick of gold.
No, they don't get a brick of gold. They get a quarter ounce of lead, and that's it.
See? Painted gold. Lead painted gold.
My point is, where's all that gold go? Nobody's sitting on it. It's a black market, I guess, huh?
Well, I mean, I don't know where it's going. I couldn't tell you. I didn't steal it.
I got you.
Yeah, I'm sure somebody's sitting on it somewhere. I'm definitely sure. So, you know, we got the...
I'd take it to Thailand. Have a good weekend.
We got the Iraq invasion. That was definitely a false flag. What about Sandy Hook? What do you guys think about the Sandy Hook in Newtown, Connecticut?
Now, run through the whole Sandy Hook thing for me.
Okay.
What happened there specifically?
Well, 26 fatalities is what happened there.
So what was Sandy Hook? It was a school?
Sandy Hook was a little elementary school in Newtown, Connecticut. Adam Lanza was supposedly the shooter, and he went in and shot 26 people dead, kids, children and adults. Well,
at an elementary school?
At an elementary school,
yeah.
Did
he have a kid there?
Did he have a kid? No, he didn't have a kid. This kid, he was only like... you know, actually, not off the top of my head, I don't know exactly how old he was. I think he was 20 at the time when he went in there and shot all these people.
Good Lord.
Yeah, and crisis actors were used on the Sandy Hook false flag as well. But something that I found really interesting was FEMA planned and scheduled active shooter drills the same day and time as the Sandy Hook shooting 14 miles away. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I also heard the same thing with the San Bernardino. They had a training exercise for armed shooter not even 3 blocks away the same time that happened.
And following with that, 9/11 as well. And that seems to be like a... Like a constant with these false flags is just that people don't seem to notice this, but there's actually all the time a drill every day whenever one of these false flag attacks happens. They have some sort of active shooter drill or bomb drill or something that goes along with exactly what's happening that day.
And a lot of times they'll have it, the news will come up on as soon as they hear the story. And they'll flood the news wave with information, and then 15 minutes later, it's a totally different story. When that Sandy Hook first came out, it was what, AR-15 was used to kill all the students, and then later that day, they had a coroner come out saying it was a long rifle.
Yeah, exactly right. And the only photographic evidence of a long rifle at the scene was deputies taking it out of Adam Lanza's trunk. And,
while he was already in custody.
Exactly. After the whole incident had already occurred. So it had never even been used. So for the coroner to come out and say on national television that all the children had been murdered by a long rifle, knowing that the only long rifle on site was in the suspect's trunk, that kind of doesn't make very much sense.
There was a 911 call, and it had an aerial footage from a helicopter of two officers chasing a man through the woods behind the school during that event.
Right.
I remember watching it.
Exactly. As soon as that happened, so the officers were chasing the guys through the woods. But
I they're going to get their man.
We hear anything else about that after the fact?
No.
No. It was all spun on Adam Lanza, and we heard nothing else about the two guys that ran through the woods.
Now, what would be their angle for wanting to shoot up a school full of children? Whatever powers that be might have orchestrated it.
Good question.
That's what. And if you watch closely with the news after all this happened, and it goes right back to the long rifle, they were trying to. Cut down on high capacity magazines and a ban on assault weapons at the time that this happened, assault weapons and assault rifles. So for the coroner to say that everyone was shot with a long rifle, that kind of plays into the narrative of, hey, we want to ban on assault rifles. So a false flag, it's playing perfectly into it because they want to ban the assault rifles. So they, you know, stage this shooting, supposedly done by assault rifles.
To fear the public into supporting the ban, I guess?
Exactly,
who would be doing this? I mean, who? Some lobbyists or what?
Yeah, lobbyists, the government, people that want to push their agenda ban
rogue
guns.
Congressmen?
Like, well, yeah, UN? Congressmen that want...
Well, maybe if the UN were involved even, that's higher than our government, if you will, and they would want us to have less assault rifles in the case they wanted to come in and invade America.
Hitler said the easiest way to control a population is to take their guns away, because then they have no way to fight back.
But every time one of these shootings happens, the gun sales skyrocket up 200%.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe you're looking at it completely backwards. Maybe they want you to think it's a conspiracy to get rid of guns when it's really... to bolster sales.
It very well could be. That's
it could be the NRA sponsoring the man.
That's definitely something to think about. Definitely.
You're talking layers of conspiracy cake.
I can't even think that deep.
This is like Inception conspiracy.
Yo, dog, I hear you like conspiracies.
I think we're only on the third level now. So every time Obama gets on TV and says we're going to ban guns, they go up. I wonder how much he gets paid.
Beats me.
Oh, I bet
Winchester's got
all kinds of money.
Remington is just...
But that's something that's that goes along with all of them, is an immediate call for gun control after all these false flags, or if it's, you know, depending on what the false flag event was. But, you know, like with Sandy Hook and with the San Bernardino shootings.
That makes total sense.
There was an immediate call for gun control as soon as they were done.
This is the first time I've ever, holy shit, one of these conspiracies makes sense. And it's the double conspiracy that's got me.
Oh, man.
It's changed my life.
Yeah, so another thing that that you can look at that would, you know, kind of go to serve it as a false flag is if the suspects of these false flag operations are quickly killed or suicide, you know, or they just plain out vanish in the wind.
Like he suicided with, like, two shots to the head?
Yeah, two shots in the back of the head, yep.
Like William Clark and
I better
Lewis
make sure
Clark
I take
did.
Care of this.
Yeah. So basically, the idea is to have no interview with the suspect, no trial for the suspect, and no investigation
basically
into
no
what
suspect.
Happened. No suspect. Yeah, that would be ideal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, they don't want to have any investigation, no trial, and no interview with the suspect.
Well, this last one in San Bernardino has brought up the whole idea of encryption on your cell phones. Now they took a case to, who was it, Apple?
Yeah, FBI.
It was the FBI.
You know, they eventually came back and said that they did get hacked, they did get into that phone, and they found no useful evidence. Nothing at all. Over all that shit they put up over with Apple.
Even
nothing.
With most of these NSA meta surveillance programs, they've said that they haven't come up with any credible stop.
You know what's weird about that, too? That whole thing is there's a dozen programs on the internet that can get you into an iPhone and get that data out. You don't need to go to Apple and force them to do it. What that was the FBI flexing, saying you're going to give us what we want.
They basically just wanted
to
do what
they want. We want to set a precedent.
Yeah, for judgments in the future when we want to look at anybody's stuff.
Back to that calling for gun control immediately. In the San Bernardino shooting, it happened on December 2nd, 2015. 14 people were dead. 3 days later, on December 5th, 2015, Obama brought out his video calling for gun control. So that was a short 3 days after the San Bernardino shooting before they were calling for gun control. The shooting in Kalamazoo was on February 20th, 2016, and it was 2 short days after before Obama came out and called for his gun control. And it goes the same on all of these.
I think gun control is a good idea, but that's just me.
Sandy Hook, December 14th, 2012. It was a whole 5 days before Obama came out on December 19th and gave his usual speech about needing more gun control. You know, that guy loves to beat the dead horse with the gun control thing.
Wouldn't it be every president, though? Or is it just him who uses the false flags for...
Well, I mean, like I told you before, there's a history of false flag events in the United States happening all throughout, I mean, at least the last 6 to 7
either
years.
The Bushes or Clinton saying something about gun control after some sort of shooting? Like Columbine, what happened after that? Any idea?
No, I didn't.
You think Columbine was false flag? You think those little guys were...
I don't know if it was so much false flag as it was manipulation of the kids.
Yeah, I think those kids were manipulated, yeah.
I'd see it more as like they're taking advantage of the situation after the fact.
Yeah, whenever they see something terrible like this happen, they know just how to spin it to get a public reaction.
And that's what it's all about, is the public reaction, because they want us to go along with their plan on what they're doing. You know, because think about it, if you're going to take everybody's guns away, if you're going to actually pull a right from the American citizens, you've got to have a damn good reason to do it. It better be a good reason for the citizens to get behind you for it. Because not just everybody's going to, you know, give up their guns. If you've learned anything about America in the past few years, it's we cling to our guns and our Bibles.
What's gotten us this far?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. It seemed like a pretty decent recipe, huh?
Yeah. So I guess this is probably a pretty good part for the first half for us to slow her down.
Okay, you want to slow her down? We'll finish it up for this week right here?
Yeah, let's finish up for the first half, and we'll start her right back up on the second half of the show this Friday, I suppose. We'll get her done.
All right, well, I guess that's it for us then. Remember to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Nick of Time Show and follow us on Twitter at nickoftimeshow.com. And if you haven't already, please visit iTunes or Stitcher or Podbean or whatever your favorite podcast source is and subscribe to Nick of Time. Please give a review and a rating, 5-star hopefully. Subscribe. Thanks again for listening. Nick of Time, a Lineup Media Group podcast.
Thanks, everybody.
Please wake up.
This has been Nick of Time, a Lineup Media Group production. Access all our podcasts now at lineupmediagroup.com.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who the hell are you people?
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm mad as hell! I'm not gonna take it anymore!
I'm not gonna take it anymore!